Peso Pluma and Travis Scott are gonna drop a song together?
Crazy.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Baba podcast. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Also, join the Augusto Club, patreon.com/AugustoBaba. Early access to all videos, exclusive content, ticket giveaways, and more. Since YouTube demonetizes, we're not getting paid. And we now know that someone in the industry targeted us. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Fucking guys, man. October 20th, I am throwing my first event in Culler, California. Make sure to pull up. Link will be in the description down below. Bring your costumes, bring your tia. It's an all-age event. First fight, nalgonas in for free, so Angel's going to be slapping that booty. Make sure it's real.
I'm going to make sure that it's on nalgonas.
Sí.
Imagine he slaps his on accident. Anyways, as you guys can see by the title of this video, like I said, Peso Pluma and Travis Scott are going to drop a song together. How do we know? Well, last night we saw a Grammy-winning producer who records for Nata, Gabito, Peso Pluma.
Yeah, I think it was by Rivs.
Well, he showed that he has some of Gabito's album that's dropping soon. Gatsby, Cuerno Azulado.
Skin de Bandida. Well, the Cuerno Azulado with Nata, some Oscar Maidon songs that we just know the name, we've never heard actually. And
yeah, he was showcasing like the music that he has. And at the top, you see PPX Travis Scott, and that's what got everyone's attention on that TikTok. Like 90% of the comments were talking about that, yep. And that's how that TikTok blew up. And let's roll the clip.
Low, low, siempre con mi chori.
Raza, hace mucho que no les subo TikToks, pero quiero que escuchen un par de tracks que he trabajado los últimos meses a ver cuál reconocen.
Me compré el MG para llenarla de culos con baby gire, pero que sea de churro, de piel morena. Me ven tranquilito si supieran mi desmadre. Aquí no vale verga la vida, ya lo saben. Con un cigarrito.
Bueno, esta ya la escucharon.
Low, low, siempre con mi Barbie. Huele a fresita Versace.
Al señor de la M, acá en GDL, respeta al viejo como debe.
Ok, vamos a ver si reconocen estas frases de estos tracks.
Fórjate en el asiento, ya la mente ni la siento, parece un juego, parece un...
Ok, a ver esta, con los efectos que nadie nunca escucha.
Tu novio en día, yo tengo un Lambo, blind. Blindada para escapar, salgo llegando.
Fuer, rígida, bien.
Dicen que soy presumido por comprarme lo que quiero.
Tengo más que ustedes no tienen por ahí los que andan publicando todo. Estos tú no los tienes. Estos ustedes no los tienen.
So as you guys can see, why that clip, the guy has a lot of songs that haven't come out yet. He has a lot of songs that already out. Like when he was showing Skin de Bandida, you know, that song came out like 3-4 days ago. So, you know, that one's out already, but I know he's had it for a long time. So I think it's a very credible source. What happened?
No, nothing.
Why are you like that?
Why are you doing weird stuff like we just hold your fucking mouth?
I was just shocked about
Larry,
the...
Stop doing that.
Yeah,
yes, Larry.
Fuck up, Larry.
I was just shocked about the news you just told to the audience.
Wait, you gotta go like this?
I know.
Anywho, so the guy is a credible source. I had never heard about him in my life, but he came with receipts. So I think that it's a possible thing that they already have the song. At least maybe it's like a sample, or I don't know exactly what you... What?
By the way, guys, Jason's making faces because Indra got surgery. He's getting veneers just like Keiko's getting veneers.
That's
They went to Tijuana. I mean, they could have got something else like lipo or something, but it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Hollywood smile.
Yeah, we could have got lipo. So he has a lot of songs, credible source. And there's that file that caught everybody's attention. And the thing is, like, this is a huge deal because the guy even had Cuerno Azulado, final master with Nata. And, you know, I know everybody wants to hear that. But even when that was there, they still wanted to know about Travis Vetter. So we've also seen that they hung out together. There's this picture. It was like 5-6 months ago. I think they were at a party or whatever social gathering that it was. They were together. Networking. Yeah, networking, partying, whatever it is. So I think when...
I'm just shocked about the news.
You would be looking like Dory.
Dory.
No, we're here. We're a credible source. So we need to...
We are a credible source. When your credible source does this.
He's probably on drugs, guys.
God
damn. So when artists get together and, you know, they take a picture, they post on Instagram, everybody starts saying, oh, they're going to drop a song. They're going to drop this. They're going to drop that. And there was no different. Everybody thought that, you know, Peso Pluma was going to work on something with Travis Scott. I know that when this picture was taken, it was 2 or 3 months before Utopia was coming out. So people said, oh, like he might be on the album. Like this is going to be a huge deal. Utopia drops. He's not on it. But
isn't it crazy how Utopia dropped and Peso's Hennessy's still?
I live, wow. Yeah. So then everybody was expecting that, you know, it didn't happen. And I checked today. And Utopia is number 8 on the charts. And guess what number Hennessy's is on the US charts?
3.
Number 3.
Number 13.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's higher in Mexico.
We're all wrong.
No. See, we come with the facts here. And then I'm talking about Apple Music. Anyways, number 13, Hennessy's, number 8, Utopia. In Mexico, La Historia es Diferente. Hennessy's already beat Utopia. So this is going to be a big deal. And since he has the file, a lot of people are expecting it, you know, as a single. And there's a lot of anticipation of what's to come with Peso Pluma when it comes to English music. He could do like a rap song. Honestly, he could go with anybody. I'm pretty sure.
Think it would be in Spanish. Like Peso's part, obviously not like Travis is going to speak like Spanish and shit. But
we never know. Drake did Spanish with Bad Bunny.
That wasn't true.
Didn't he just say like, esto es mía, mía?
But le echó ganas?
Yeah, le echó ganas.
The emperor was there.
But look, but check this out. From my point of view, what is the probability that this song actually comes out? I know there's a lot of hype behind it. Just because Peso Pluma, you know, he's like the number one, you know, música mexicana artist right now. But I know in at least like American culture, a lot of people will hop onto other artists' sessions, you know? A session basically means like, hey, I have this song. You know, I could potentially, you could potentially be on it, but like.
We're laughing at
dude, Larry, shut the fuck up.
Larry, sit down for 5 minutes, Larry.
He's opening a beer, like all fucking loud. And now he's like.
I can't laugh.
No, I can't hear none of that. No, I can't hear what Larry's doing.
Oh, okay.
He get like a little lick of tahini. Now he's fucking dying.
Did the tahini weird? Okay, now we're super red. Oh my God. Okay.
Hi, Larry.
Because I know in American culture, you know, for example, Soulja Boy was supposed to come out in Kanye's album, which he never did because he got swapped up by another artist. So, like, I think we shouldn't have too much hope about the song coming out, even though there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people
Nancy
want it.
Look at him, Nancy over here.
No. But I'm saying, like, you know, people.
If
just
you had to give it a percentage out of 100.
75.
I think 80 because I'm optimistic and I want the song to come out.
Like 77.68 or something. Anyways,
now, this is a 50-50.
But like I said, you know, in American culture, like these American artists just have sessions just to see that they could find like the perfect match.
A little,
you know?
Magic, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So not together, everything comes out. Get something.
Not everything comes out.
It's very
out, you
common
know?
For like English artists to do a bunch of sessions and like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
For fun.
Yeah, because I think when it comes to Mexicans, like, you know, I feel like they save up, you know, for studio time. Studio time is expensive. Engineers and all that is expensive. But they have more resources, you know, in English music. And I think a lot of them just get together. And so, you know, let's see if some magic comes out of this.
That happens in Mexican music too.
Yeah.
A lot of songs that didn't come out. Like GOP didn't come out, and the one with
Jacob.
Oh, no, the one with
Peso.
No, Luna? With Marshmallow.
Luna. Oh, the. Okay.
Wait, but that one didn't come out because of the fight.
Yeah. Maybe
that was. We need to start a petition. Dior needs to come out.
But no, but Luna too.
Yeah, Luna.
Peso took out Eslabón Armado and put Junior Reach.
Yeah, guys, crazy. We were on live and Nelly was on there and she commented, like just randomly, we were talking about like a random thing. And Nelly commented that Peso Pluma took out Eslabón Armado and put Junior H instead.
Damn. Imagine how it would have sounded with Eslabón.
That would be crazy because that's a hit.
I think it would have been a hit since more people are more familiar with both of that. Those artists like collaborating. Obviously, Ella Baila Sola was a worldwide hit.
And most definitely. They're probably waiting on, Ella Baila Sola part two.
Yeah. I mean, you know, beef is beef and like business is business. But I think regardless, that song was, a phenomenon.
Do you think Peso Pluma took Eslabón out because of that little
fight
scuffle problem that they had?
Probably.
I think so. I think 100%.
Yeah. It's because like when they had the little problem, when they had that little problem, like they took it too far, you know? They went on like the TV and news and like started talking.
I feel like everything was just a misunderstanding, but they worked it out now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just think everybody was like, they didn't know like the craziness of that, everything that was going on with the song. It's on track to be like the biggest Mexican song ever.
1 billion.
Like, the first Musica Mexicana song to reach 1 billion streams.
On its way to hit 1 billion streams.
That is
for real. That's insane. So there's a lot of expectation for Peso Pluma to hop onto a track, you know, with A-list.
Just on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, Spotify. To hop on a track with an A-list artist, you know, by the likes of Drake, all those people up top. There's already a session. You were telling me earlier there's a session. There's a song already confirmed, right, with A$AP Rocky?
Yeah. A$AP Rocky said in a magazine that he wanted to bring Peso Pluma on his album because, you know, he really fucks with him. The movement, it's new. And, you know, it's good for the culture and it's good for rap and Musica Mexicana.
Dude, you know what would be crazy? I was just thinking about that when we're talking about, like, the English music and shit. What if we had, like, a Mexican, the XXL?
I'm so sorry. I looked this way.
No, he looked at you.
No, I saw Larry. I was laughing at Larry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Where they had, like, all the new upcoming rappers, like they'll rap.
Oh, like the ciphers?
Oh, ciphers.
Cypher.
And we have one with like that with the Musica Mexicana.
I think that's what the culture needs.
That would be dope.
We call it a Gusto Cypher 2024.
Yeah. And then we get all the upcoming ones. Like, you know, we'll put a beat. Well, not a beat, but like we have like the grupos right there. And then have them fucking freestyle something.
Oh, you badass. I think a lot of people would get down on that.
I think the name of that concept is called XXL.
Freshman.
Oh, the freshman. Cypher.
Freshman Cypher, right?
Like bro, that would be so fucking badass if we do that in the Musica Mexicana.
Comment below if you want to see something like that. You know, maybe we could produce it or some shit.
Were we planning one, but then you were like, no, it's impossible.
No, we were planning it, but then that text was assigned to Jason.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was like super hard.
Yeah, we're actually planning that. But going back on track, it's gonna happen whether Peso Pluma gets on a track where the other artist sings in English and, you know, he does his thing in Spanish. But, you know, as we know, he knows English, so it's very possible as well that he goes and does English. There's this song with Travis Scott. Everybody wants to hear it. It's a 50-50. You know, we have our doubts if it's gonna come out or not. But my question to you guys is, if you guys got to pick anybody, who would you like to see Peso Pluma do a collab with? When it comes to that space, you know, like hip-hop, A-list artists.
Drake. I think Drake would definitely break the internet.
Yeah. Because I think A$AP's confirmed already, right? Yeah.
No, Drake. No, you know who I think Drake's going to do a song with?
Chinito Paca.
Yeah, I think I really think he's going to do a song with Chinito Paca.
Why?
They have been hanging out a lot.
I don't know. Just trust me. He's going to come out.
Well,
we predicted a lot of shit. And at first I was like, is it going to be...
Are we coming out of the New York Times?
We predicted...
Is going to be with both?
We predicted Musica Mexicana surpassing rap. We predicted Peso Pluma becoming the number one artist.
Yep.
And now we're predicting this.
Chinito Paca with Drake.
I think I would want to see Peso Pluma do a collaboration with Bad Bunny because I remember one year...
We said in English.
Oh, in English?
Yeah.
No, you said A-list artist. Bad Bunny is an A-list artist.
No, I said A-list
You said A-list.
In the... English hip hop space by the likes of
so who?
Rick Ross.
Okay, dude,
Sean Kingston.
Bitches are gonna come out.
Sean Kingston.
Stitches are gonna come out. Stop. Oh my god, the stitches, bro.
Okay, Akon.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown in 2009.
Nice. Dude, that's why no nos quieren. But eso nos quieren. Okay. Enough of that one. And any A-list artist. Any.
Got it.
Who?
DJ Khaled. I mean, he's a phenomenal producer. So
DJ
Khaled? Chat, it just hurts to
laugh. He's a producer.
No, no, I'm saying like really, like DJ Khaled?
No, he said DJ Khaled.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I said Drake or Taylor Swift.
I say Drake.
Would definitely break the internet.
Taylor Swift will go, what?
Wait, Taylor what? Swift would go insane. Imagine.
It would go insane.
Por las noches.
No, Selena Gomez, because they're both Mexican. But Selena Gomez is the A-list.
No. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, and they Taylor can just Swift. Name it Lagunas. No, I mean, Por las noches, part two. The same way that I'm Ahead part two is coming out. I think that would be crazy. Taylor Swift sings in English. He does his thing in Spanish, and it would
you
be.
You see Taylor Swift at the VMAs watching Best Boomer?
Mm-hmm. Dude, she was hard.
Crazy. Oh. No, I think Best Boomer definitely made history in participating in the MTV Music Awards. And it's badass to see Música Mexicana in this scene.
I'm telling you, that shit was rigged. He should have beat Ice Spice. Like, compare their numbers.
I'm going to see who the judges were, huh?
No, like, all these award shit, it's like rigged. Remember the Latin Grammys?
Oh, yeah.
No original Mexican right artists.
Guys, we're on the streets.
We went up to Jimmy. We're like, Jimmy, what happened to the Latin Grammys? Like, right. What's going on, you know?
He'll get to pick how much he puts to that.
No. Next.
No?
Next,
oh, okay. Wait for the next video then.
But yeah, I think he should have won the Latin VMAs, and a lot of people didn't like notice. They were just like, oh, he performed. That's awesome. But in reality, he should have won.
Yeah. And he was actually nominated for 21 nominations, 21 categories.
Damn.
He didn't win a single one.
Yeah, that's scripted.
And then for the Latin Billboards, he's nominated for more than like a bunch of artists combined. That's
crazy. Oh, yeah, for that one. I told you it was the other day. I don't
basically
remember
all the categories?
Huh?
All the categories?
I mean,
for the billboards, I don't remember how many it was, but I remember
like 24.
The number, it was like 24, and I was like, oh, this is more than JOP, Chinito Pacas, all the big ones. I remember Junior H and Nata. He has more than all of them combined.
You know what's crazy? Well, we're not going to be able to go to the Latin billboards because we got demonetized. But Fuerza is going to be there, Peso Pluma is going to be there, Rancho is going to be there,
Nata.
And Lumbre Music is going to be there.
Putazos, that's the first thing we're thinking about, huh?
If imagine there, they're performing Igualito Mi Papa.
Igualito Mi Papa.
Igualito Mi Papa.
No, I can't laugh right now. The stitch is going to come out.
They're performing together? Oh.
Well, I think that beef is really real, and I don't think they're ever going to collaborate again.
Mm-mm. I think they'll just get over it.
Tell them why.
Tell them why.
We're in the streets getting the info.
Oh, yeah, we got some intel from a source of Rancho.
Very credible.
Very credible. Big dog. That says something's coming. So be ready for it.
Okay. I want to say I was not there in the conversation. He told me after.
But okay. Okay. You know, going back a little bit back to the topic. Why do you think American artists all of a sudden want to do Música Mexicana? Do you think it's a trend? Do you think they think it's here to stay? Is Música Mexicana here to actually stay, or is just a trend?
Here to stay. Everybody's coming over.
But like being realistic.
I hope it stays.
I feel like it's going to stay, and it's going to hit harder than most people expected. And
but why? Like
the
why?
People in the industry just want to come, because it's a different sound. It's something that's new and unique, and it's capturing attention of people who...
Do you think in the future there's going to be like American Asian kids wanting to play the requinto or wanting to learn the
bajolo? Yeah, there's some in Korea.
That's crazy.
It's because you got to ask yourself those type of questions.
Oh, no, I'm saying like that's crazy, but I think it is. The other day I just saw a TikTok and it was like un coreano, like a chinito.
The Korean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. He was singing like a banda song or something.
I think the day when we... Sorry to cut you off. But when we went to the Warner thing, they even said it. There's a group in Korea. There's a group in England.
In Aleman.
Oh, yeah.
That Aleman plays corridos and shit. So, like, I'm pretty sure now that it's going global, people are going to start, you know, being themselves and uploading stuff. And
there's also an interview of George Parajin, Peso Pluma's manager, saying that Peso's already getting, like, a collab proposals from, like, K-pop, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how big. I have a question for you guys. Why Peso Pluma? Why do you guys think Peso Pluma is the one that took us worldwide? You know, we have Nata who opened the doors. We have GOP who's been on top for years. You know, Ariel Camacho who's done so much for this music. Chalino. But like, why Peso Pluma?
I feel like Peso Pluma is the one doing it because he's the one that kind of started the trend on TikTok.
Well, like there's so many trends on TikTok.
Like the baile, like, you know, like he started doing the little fucking thingamajiggy, and then everybody started doing it. And everybody started doing it, you know, so it captured the attention of others, and then they're like, oh, we're gonna look into this. And then I see Empezoso's fans, and then it just, I don't know, we're like, everybody wanted to be a fan of Música Mexicana.
And why do you think Peso Pluma's like?
There's a lot of things. I think when, I'd probably talk about this for an hour, but just to keep it short and simple, I think that first and foremost, there was already a road paved for somebody to just like, así pasar, you know? Como el carro del ángel azul. Since like 2017, 2018, you know, Nata Jr., all these Correos Tumbados, all these underground artists, you know, got hated on for, oh, like, what are you doing this with the guitar like this? But there was just such a deep love for Música Mexicana, for sounds that we said, oh, these are our sounds, these are our story, that it just kept going, even if, like, they got hated on by everybody. So then once it was a little bit more established, you know, we were still on the charts. There was no Billboard charts, no nominations, none of that. So the road was kind of paved a little bit. Then he comes, and I think on every aspect, he was original. You know, with the whole dancing thing, the thing that struck me the most, that made me think like, oh, like he's up next, was just like his stage presence. I think up to that point, everybody just got up there, got in front of the microphone, sang their songs, they played the guitar, accordion, whatever, and then they got hopped off. Yeah, he went up there, you know, he went up there in shorts, and he was like climbing the little thing where they put the lights, and like, no, that was never seen in this space, and that had a lot of shock value that made people look, whether they liked it or not.
You?
I think it was all about timing, a little bit what Angel said. I think, you know, a lot of the other artists had to bite the bullet in order for him to run, you know, and I think he really swept these artists, and he was the one with enough attention to get attention of the American culture, and then the American culture was like, okay, I want to grab onto this, and I want to push it, and I want to promote it. And that's what it comes down to, you know, when an American culture like really likes what you're doing, they're going to push it. They're going to want you at their award shows because it's modern. It's fun. It's trendy. You know, other people could grasp onto it and be like, I want to do this. I want to be this. You know, at the end of the day, like everything's about money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, you know, Peso Pluma was able to create so much money in just one, you know, a short amount of time, you know, like, for example, Taylor Swift, she was able to like gross, like, I think over a billion, you know, and I think the music industry is looking for the next artist to, you know, gross that amount of money, you know, because it's the music business and it's comes down to money.
All right. Well, I agree with you guys. You know, the road was paved. But now my question is like, you know, everyone did something. Nata did something. Forza did something. Junior, Ovi. But like, why? Que le hacía falta like Fuerza Regida? Because like they're so similar, you know. Like Fuerza Regida, you know, they do a little dance, Ski Mask. You know, they were like number one in Música Mexicana. But like, que le hacía falta Fuerza Regida to like, you know, be?
I think it was still regional music,
and I think it was the way they marketed their music and how they hit the fan base. Because before, when Fuerza was like at their peak, they would like do vlogs and shit like that, you know? So they would catch the attention of like the kids that would do YouTube and watch YouTube. And
no,
shit.
No, I'm seeing like,
so I feel like,
I think that was like their wave before. Cause then I think when they were doing the vlogs, they stopped. I'm not saying it was for the vlogs, but you know, for whatever reason, they came down and then they're on the come up again with that album, where he was wearing the green.
Yeah, that one.
I think Todavía Música Regional Mexicana, they still followed a lot of the rules, but I think, you know, Peso Pluma came along, and everything was original. And I think a big part that really nobody talks about was the actual songs, you know, Dame G, PRC, you know, and that all happened because of Tito WP. I think just like him, he was a new artist. Like Tito was also new to recording. There's a video where he says like, oh, my first five songs ever was Dame G, PRC, Gavilan. So like that's absolutely mind-boggling. So it was the right interpreter, the right lyrics, and I don't know about like the whole like music thing, but like it was fresh, it was different, just like the way they wrote and all that.
True.
I think that's what it was.
Dale.
No, I think I want to say that, you know, I'm proud of Música Mexicana and what it is. I think, you know, ever since we started listening to it, it's grown, it's modernized. I mean, we could all say that it turned into a little bit of the influence comes from, you know, American culture. I'll keep repeating that because that's what it is. I think me and Angel had a conversation where, like, we were saying that Música Mexicana needed the American audience for it to be global, you know, the Mexican-American kids to, you know, consume it. And now we see, like, little kids that are young, you know, they're at the concerts, they want the fucking ski mask, they want the mullet, you know, it's that. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I think it had been a little while where Música, you know, and I think Fuerza Regida was probably one of the first ones where they were able to captivate, you know, the parents and the kids. The parents were just as excited as the kids, you know, it wasn't like, and also, you know, not to bring anybody down, but it reminds me of, well, actually, when I went to Delano, I saw a lot of parents were sitting just in the back, and, like, you know, they brought their kids over, and that's really cool to see, you know, but they weren't captivated by that music mm-hmm. the same way that a lot of parents are now.
Yeah, it's true. Fuerza Regida does have, like, an audience of all ages.
Yeah. Like, the time we went to Peso, like, you know, it's something both people. What?
But in Peso, we saw something different. We saw, like, fucking little kids.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, 13-year-olds, like,
six-year-olds. Like, little youngster that had the Peso haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was also next-level influence because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, let's say, like, regional music, I think it was the first time where people started doing the little TikToks, like, outfit for Peso
Pluma. Yeah.
Concert, mm-hmm. Where it was, like, oh, like, they're so influenced, you know, like, they had the mole, they try to dress like him, where back then it was just like, oh, you know, we're going to Fuerza Regida, you know, just kind of dress regular, you know, or an Eslabón, like, just dress regular.
That's 100%. I agree with aspect. Everything you guys said.
But yeah, guys, let us know in the comments what you guys think. Like I asked you, you know, why do you guys think Peso Pluma was the one to take us global? Like, why wasn't it Fuerza, Nata, Ovi? Like, what did they have missing? Also, let us know in the comments if you guys think the song with Peso Pluma and Travis Scott is going to come out. Are you guys excited for it? Are you guys excited for Junior H's new album?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments. See you guys.
If this video gets 100,000 views, I will get Sad Boys right here.
Dude, Angel, I don't think you'd get it even if we get to 200K.
100,000.
All right, 100,000. We're going to push this shit. We're going to buy ads to it. 2,000 on the ads.
Y'all be the type of people to buy fake views for this
buy
one.
Bots. We'll buy fake views like a lot.
Buy bots.
Hey, he said it. Stay tuned for the next video. Porque
see you guys Monday, Oscar Ortiz podcast.
Ow! Yeah, pull up to my event, por favor.
Sure. Háganle. When is it again?
October 20th. Pull up.
Cutler.
We're going to be out there. Get this madre, you know. I'll give you shots if you know the podcast.
Yeah, you should walk around with the bottle.
And I am.
Recognize you, be like, shot.
And el cuerno solado. No.
And this time we're all gonna be there too, guys.
Oh, Larry, shoot him.
Come, Larry. Quick, before we run out.
Larry.
That was the slowest walk, Larry. Yo, Larry.
Guys, I'm gonna be in Fresno as well, giving away tickets, so come look for us. Por Augusto.
Two tickets away right here.
All right, we'll give two tickets out.
You should get four.
Four.
That being cheap, give eight.
No, four.
20 tickets.
Four, no. I'll get.
Here for the people, 20 tickets.
I'll get four tickets away here.
Live Nation gets one.
And then I would choose one person and a plus one, and then I'll give them a VIP experience with Augusto.
So basically six.
Go follow Gecko Promotions.
Go follow my page, Gecko Promotion. I'll be posting a new photo about it. I'm going to do a giveaway. So go comment as many people as you guys can, and then I'm going to be doing a little raffle.
Comment this video, take a screenshot, send it to his page, follow him to show proof that you watched this video.
Yeah, and comment down, subscribe. And turn on post notifications on and go follow my account. We're gonna put it right here, Gecko_promotion.
We're gonna put it right here.
Yeah, because last time y'all put the wrong at. So
you're gonna edit this video?
This time, no, I have to finish my edits.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you guys and see you guys soon.
Vayan, fodongos.